Welcome to Homeschool Insights, the show that brings you biblical homeschool encouragement in under 10 minutes. I'm your host, Yvette Hampton. Homeschool Insights is sponsored by CTC Math. If you're looking for a great online math program, visit ctcmath.com and try it for free. Now on to the show. I just want to kind of get real with our audience.
Yeah.
Because I think sometimes people think, like, we have it all together. Like, we've got all our curriculum lined up, and we've got our co-ops, and we've got our schedules, and we have it, it's all lined up. And I always fear, and you and I recently did an episode on social media and how we often look at other people and we get this false impression that they have it all figured out. And sometimes they don't.
And most oftentimes they all don't because we're all humans struggling through.
Right. And so the last thing I ever want to do on this podcast is make other moms feel like they are inadequate because somehow they're not doing it the way we're doing it. And we have it all figured out and all put together. And that is absolutely not the truth. So Abby, as you're in a new year, you know, your kids are growing up fast, just like mine are. What are some of the things that you struggle with? Some of the things maybe that you have struggled with the most that you're working on. Mm-hmm. Where are you in this world of angst?
Angst. Well, I don't know if it's angst, but something hit me this summer that, like, I love to homeschool. I love it. It's not something, I mean, I'm called to do it. God commands us to do it, but I also love it. Like, it is also a passion of mine. And I love organizing. I love planning really fun days. I love teaching to my kids gifts and talents. Like, the whole thing is my passion. And what I realized this summer, because then we have a lot of days that are like fall apart days where kids aren't cooperating and like just hard days. And I'm like, I don't understand why this day is hard because I've put in the time to prep. I have the mental, like, I'm far enough to go, okay, I'm teaching to my kids gifts and talents. I know to put the books away when kids start crying. Like, we talk about this stuff all the time. But what I realized is I have this vision in my brain of how it's supposed to go. I have the way that I make the muffins. I do the fun things. I teach to their gifts and talents. And then somehow I'm faced with these, oh, I even do this, like, I know that this child's gift is this, so I know how to teach them according to their learning style, like all the things. And then I wake up in the morning and I'm like, oh, I'm a sinner and they're sinners. And I think my struggle that I've realized I need to really work on is I just have this attitude of like, if you guys would just follow along with what I have planned, follow along with what I'm doing, like get in the passenger seat, it's going to be good. Like, you're going to find joy. You're going to love it. I have so many amazing, exciting things. But instead, I have real kids that grumble and complain. I have real me who wants them to. And I think what I've learned about myself is, like, I think I'm kind of expecting something from them and they're not meeting it. Like, I'm expecting for them to be just on my same page, like, wake up excited. Wake up totally ready to just learn whatever I teach you. Don't argue. Don't buck me. And then when they do, this is my struggle right here. Then when I'm faced with real kids and real sin, and it's not just all this in my head, it's like real life boots to the ground, then I kind of crumble and I get upset and I'm like, why can't you just be a part of my perfect, pretty picture, basically? And then the whole thing falls apart. So I feel like I need to, an area I'm working on is I need to give my expectations to God and I need to stop having, I still need to do all the great things, but I need to release the expectations because when they don't play the way I want them to play, then I get really, really discouraged and frustrated. Yeah. And I feel like my whole world is just crashing down and I don't like that. And that's just being really, really real and honest because I don't have it mastered yet. And it's something I know I need to work on because I can tell it's not blessing anybody and it's derailing everybody.
Yeah. That is very honest and real of you. And I would definitely say that that is a struggle that I have as well. And that's kind of my life. Like, I always feel like I'm a dreamer.
Yeah.
And so I
like
always
if everybody
have,
would just be perfect, this thing would be so incredible. Like, if you would all just be perfect, and if I would just be perfect, Right. Do you know how amazing this homeschool gig would be? It'd be incredible.
Right.
If only they just knew.
If only. If it is true, because I mean, always, my whole life, and I've told you this, I am a super visual person. So yeah. I literally visualize everything. Ugh. Therefore, I visualize my fantasies of what I want homeschooling to look like, right, and how I want my kids to behave, and how, yep, I want to behave myself. And
yes,
everything's just going to come together. You know, I even picture myself making these amazing, like, healthy meals for my family. And the other day, Abby, I'm so bad in the kitchen. I don't try to be, but I tried to make a pot roast the other day. How hard is it to make a pot roast, right? It's like the easiest thing in the whole world.
Yeah.
I can't even make a pot roast, right? I mean, I don't know. Anyway.
So see, you had these expectations and this, yes, vision, and then real life didn't work. And
right.
And then I think the problem is then we let it derail, because you could have just been like, pot roast didn't work, but we can still have this amazing meal. But instead, we then start to get really discouraged.
Right. Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
And I think that's my frustration, is why am I getting so discouraged? My kids are sinners. I know that.
Right.
But I just have this, like, if everybody could just get their attitudes on board, this would be incredible.
Thanks for joining us for Homeschool Insights. For more great homeschool inspiration and resources, listen to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And be sure to watch the film Schoolhouse Rocked: The Homeschool Revolution.